This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Sherilyn, S-H-A-R-I-L-Y-N, Chilcote, C-H-I-L-C-O-A-T, date of birth October 3rd, 1946. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Ms. Chilcote with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and COPD. Her last visit was October 24th of 2022. She does have increased edema and has had a 14-pound weight gain in 6 months. And since her last visit, she was started on Lasix 40 milligram daily, and that is starting to help with the weight and the fluid in her legs. She is able to sleep in a supine position without excessive shortness of breath, and her daughter accompanies her to this visit today. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion. She currently does not require oxygen but does use a CPAP regularly at bedtime. She does have chronic urinary incontinence, no current burning or dysuria, no foul odor, no cloudiness or visible blood, and she does have edema of the lower extremities. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Cozar, Losartan, is 50 milligram once a day. The new meds include Trulicity and the Lasix 40 milligram daily, Lipitor 40 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily, Metoprolol extended release 100 milligram daily. She also has spironolactone 25 milligram daily and Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day, in addition to her other routine medications. Physical exam, weight is 252 pounds. Blood pressure, left wrist, adult cuff is 146 over 88. Pulse 83, and oxygen saturation is 94% on room air. Neck is supple, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular with a few early beats. Abdomen obese, soft, no ascites. Extremities, she does have 3-plus edema from feet, about two-thirds of the way up her lower legs toward the knee, bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 27th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.6, which is stable. Blood sugar, random glucose, was very elevated at 322. Calcium, 9.8. Sodium is 3.6. Potassium 5.1, carbon dioxide 27, estimated GFR is 33. Her hemoglobin is 12.7 with normal white count, normal platelets, phosphorus 4.4. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and a new lab order was given to the patient. She should follow a low-salt diet and fluid restriction, 56 to 64 ounces in 24 hours or less. 2, hypertension, near to goal, and she is on new medications for her hypertension. 3, diabetic nephropathy with very high blood sugar levels, not well controlled. 4, COPD with symptoms of right-sided heart failure, and now on Lasix, also hydrochlorothiazide. And the patient believes these are starting to help. She will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.